All right, I'd like to welcome you all back to Tales from Cell Block 18. The last time, the party, they started off with Steve T had been bitten by a werewolf. Their options were to have a new curse spell cast, which they know, in this world, it's only like a 25% chance of working. It doesn't always work all the time. Or if only that's like how it actually works. But or that there was like a potion that could be made, and Lena knew that there was a hermit who was close by who could make the potion. So they went to the hermit. The hermit agreed. All he wanted was 25 gold and a couch. He told him where they had to go to get the slug moss, I believe it was. It's probably, I call it totally probably forgetting what I actually called it last week because I don't take good notes. Frog moss, slug moss. I don't think it was frog moss. I think it was slug moss. But so they went to a cave. They fought some bullywogs and then a frog lion, which Vance M, who's not here tonight, was able to polymorph the frog lion into a smaller frog, and it totally worked out for them. They did not have to deal with that at all. Lena was able to get the slug moss, and they got out of there. And then the crew decided they did not want to pay, well, mainly CT did not want to pay the 25 gold and give the guy a couch, which is all he wanted after he gave him the potion to cure his werewolfness, his life impairment. And he tried to shove a possum, which he, you know, Steve T was convinced it was a porcupine. He obviously has no idea about woodland animals. But, so now we are, and then they fought, which it turned the hermit was not really just a regular old guy. It was some higher being that completely fucked up Steve T.
Piece of shit. He had him on the ropes.
Definitely did not have him on the ropes. And he just told Steve T, they just not be trying to be a murder hobo and put your deals that you make with people. You know?
He was being caught.
He just wanted 25 gold and a couch. That's all the guy wanted.
Couches are rare in this world.
No, then obviously they're not. Obviously they're not if he's got a bunch of couches.
They're rare now, but they weren't always.
I ripped off like a Nathan Trash. Gotta go and got a business sale. They went out of business.
Yep. So
one day that porcupine is going in that ass.
But I guess I'll have to find some other random porcupine to killing stuff.
I'll bring one.
But
it's gonna be fun, we'll put it in my holder.
Just for later. So then they,
be alive.
After that, well, while they were, before they, fought the hermit, they were contemplating whether or not Steve T would actually take the potion. But yeah. After the guy Molly whopped Steve T and beat him into submission, forced him to, pretty much took him down to 0 hit points. He was on the verge of throwing saving throws. But, forced him to drink the potion and, now we're here. Now they made it to Ithaca and being escorted to the council. And that's where we're at right now.
All right. You guys are escorted to see the council, which is consisting of 5 members. One of them's a human female
Black Power Rangers.
Spice
Girls.
A human female.
How many of those are there?
An elven female. Yes. There's a male elf, a human male, and then there's a male tiefling.
We were talking about the Spice Girls.
Sorry.
Tiefling scary Spice. Yeah.
The male tiefling, he stands up and introduces himself as Veilmon. Veilmon. And then he introduces the human female, her name is Elena Brightbraid. The elven female is Adlena Dugard. The male elf is Silran Mooncrown. And then the human male is Zane Zildrem. All names I got off of fantasynamegenerator.com.
And I hope you want to remind us, because I don't remember any of them already.
No. It's okay.
I remember Bail Bond. That was it.
It's all right. Scariest place.
Tiefling. What's a Tiefling's name?
That's Bailmon.
That's Bailmon, yeah.
You mean Scary Spice.
he will,
So then the other one was Posh Spice.
yeah. One of them kind of almost looks like,
Baby Spice?
No, one of them kind of, you know how, like, they do those pictures for, like, the quarterbacks in the NFL where they make them females?
Yeah.
Whether or not you think they're attractive or not. That's what kind of looks like. Where you're like.
Joe Namath.
No. So it kind of looks like a picture. Of a female. It kind of looks like a female, but not sure.
2023, nobody's really sure anymore.
Yeah. But he thanks all you guys for all your efforts and informs you that all support that you guys need has been acquired. And it'll be about 2 weeks, and they will have all the troops at Dilkin, which is where the orcs are at, there to fight them. So if you guys have any questions, you can ask them. If not, you guys will be led to a teleportation circle where you'll be sent back to Dilkin so you guys can let them know what's going on.
This was oddly easy.
I'm ready to spice up my life.
You guys were pretty much like when you guys were at St. Donatus where you guys started going to ask for help. They pretty much did tell you like Istico was probably would have been the easiest place. Like they probably were going to be readily ready to help and assist. And it kind of like behind the scenes were, as you guys were doing, they were kind of doing their own thing to kind of help you guys get support from everybody.
Oh, cool.
So they were kind of down. So
you're looking up.
The 400-pound god dog. it's kind of like this, we have a 400-pound god dog just walks around during this world and makes noises and we just let it go.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, what are you going to do about this god dog?
It's like you're kind of just there, and he's kind of just pacing. And occasionally he gets down, and he grabs one of the...
eats one of the enemies.
Yeah. Eats him up. But, if you guys don't have anything...
I can't think of them. Thanks.
Oh, no problem.
It's so agreeable.
Is there any way you could help us, you know, financially?
Does the council want to invest?
Oh, I'm getting there. So, what do you guys think about... doubling your profits. I can let you in on this pharmaceutical company. You get in on the ground level. You make profit, we all make profit. It's a circle. It's a circle of money making. There's no way to lose.
It's a circle. What's this pharmaceutical company called?
Not Pharmaceutical International.
Worldwide.
It's international. I haven't heard of it yet, so I don't know if it's really international.
We're trying to get you in.
It's
international
that,
yet.
It's the worst kept secret.
But so what is like your, what's your number one product you're trying to sell right now? You got any patents, anything like that?
Oh, or, we got patents.
Well, you got any proof of the patents?
I got a George patent.
You got a George patent?
We got all the patents. That's what pop with George patent.
Okay. But what's your number one product you're trying to sell here?
Well, sleep never been inconvenient for you.
Have you ever been up late cleaning, right?
No, I'm not going to lie. I've never been. I kind of have people do that for me. So
have you ever?
I pay people.
Were you ever want to stay up late and draw battle plans?
No, because I'm not the military guy here. So.
Whatever it is, you do on your cushy ass. What do you ever want to stay up late?
What is it that you do here?
Do you want to go to sleep earlier?
No,
I did you forget to eat today? Are you hungry?
I kind of...
Do you ever experience back pain? Never?
Well...
Does your dick not work? Yeah.
No, dick works great.
I got all. You name it, I got it.
But, we'd have to see, and I'll discuss it. Maybe after this war's over, we'll discuss it, maybe put it through a vote. See if that's what the people want.
So, I'm telling you, you could extend your people's pension fund.
Well, maybe eventually someday you could try to convince the whole city of Istica that they need...
Saying you're going to put me on a stand in front of your whole city.
Possibly maybe someday.
Yeah, someday. We're in.
All right. So let's go. After this whole thing's handled, maybe someday when you come and we can We'll discuss it. See if they want to listen to the thing. We'd have a little town hall.
Yeah, it's not like we don't have more pressing issues. There's not a fucking Balrog in the bay or anything like that.
Did anybody ask him if he wants to make one?
You get him and everyone else is in.
Yeah.
It's a Balrog smack. You want to play some fucking drums?
So
Steve will be flying around behind him. Yeah, buy that shit.
You guys are
cocaine ball wrong.
Absolutely.
There is a weight limit.
That is not in this world.
There's a weight limit. Like I said, you can't right now, pretty soon you're not gonna be able to grab anything out of the bag of holding until you come up with a list of what's in the bag of holding. And I know you probably have ample time to come up with a list.
He just chooses not to.
I'm just
choosing like, not to. What you could do is one day.
It's just all in my brain. I just
what you do is while you're sitting on the shitter, go to notes on your phone.
Start
typing things that are in there.
All right.
Send them to me. And then I will.
Most of them.
I'll delete the stuff you can't
have. I'm going to go ahead and delete 90% of what you said.
I'll just delete what I think is 100% ridiculous.
I'll tell you one thing that's definitely in there. The little red trike. From Jigsaw.
That's definitely in there.
I know for a fact that it's in there.
Sure.
No, burlap sacks are in there.
There's burlap sacks in there for a fact.
Mm, 10 of them.
Yes, there are. I love me some burlap sacks.
Oh. So you guys are, after this whole Knott's Pharmaceutical International thing, you guys are led off to the teleportation circle. You guys just stand in a circle and, you see a familiar face, flowing mullet, come walking towards you guys. Some of you guys would know it's the Archmage. He comes and he looks, and then he's the one who's probably sending, doing the whole thing to send you guys off in a teleportation circle. And he looks, he doesn't have really anything to say to you guys. He just does his whole thing, mutters some stuff.
Thanks, Fabio.
Send you guys away. You guys,
roll for initiative.
Nope. You guys arrive in Dilkin, and to the sounds of battle outside. What are you guys doing? You're in a room, and there's just a door.
Are there any windows?
No windows.
I guess we gotta go look.
Is there? Can I smash a hole in the wall? Look.
Why don't we drunk the kids and we can run out to drink?
Why? No, there's no drainage.
For what reason, though?
You're at Dilkin, which you currently are in the castle, where they're getting attacked by the orcs. So
now we know they're getting attacked by orcs.
You can reasonably, in your mind, know that they were under siege last time you guys were here, that there's probably something going on.
Maybe somebody's watching The Lord of the Rings with the volume turned up.
Better go check it out. All right, fuck faces. I'll open the goddamn door.
All right.
Rage God, open the door.
Now one opens the door, and you see... Roll perception check.
Fireball.
Oof. Then the next time we're breaking shit.
How about a 16? Okay. You open the door, and you see a handful of orcs attacking. It's actually a bunch of them. And you actually see two flying monstrosities, kind of like occasionally jumping in and
Lizzo
snapping. They're not nothing like Lizzo.
She's not flying anywhere.
Nothing like Lizzo. They're complete opposites.
The Lizzo's up there.
They're flying.
They're Lizzo's now.
And they're kind of skinny, so definitely not.
Two Lizzo monstrosities.
I'm picturing this shit.
I can show you exactly.
I picture like little
what you guys see.
Like struggling to carry.
Pretty much
ass.
See that. That's
a Cupid Cartman.
Yeah, exactly like Cupid Cartman.
But yeah, that's what you get. That's what
it looks
you
like
guys.
The Chupacabra of wings.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's not like Lizzo at all.
Lindsay Lohan.
All right, we're awful.
We can get Lindsay Lohan sounds a little better. But
Parker Asher on my face.
Your monstrosity.
Yeah. But
yeah, what's Steve doing? He's engaged.
Just so, right here.
What are you guys doing? Size Steve T trying to eat some ass.
You got me there. I don't know.
Lindsay Lohan's in the bag.
Lindsay Lohan's definitely in the bag of holding.
Definitely way too big to be throwing in the bag of holding.
All right. I'm going to. They're flying?
Yes.
I'm going to cast hold person.
Okay. On both of them or just one? You actually.
It's an area effect.
No, it's not.
An additional. So if I up, that, I can use that on two. That's a second level spell. Yeah, I'll use third level old person.
Okay.
So they're about to fall across.
What am I rolling here? Okay.
Hold person is.
They both pass. So you cast your spell, hold person, and you kind of see both of them kind of like they freeze for a little bit, and they kind of drop, but then their wings start beating again. So
that was a good plan.
What are these monstrosities doing again? I got distracted by thinking they were Lizzo.
Well, now after the spell, they kind of know something's up, and they look over and they spot. Abel standing there, and they start flying towards you guys. And now we're going to roll initiative.
Nah, okay, so.
Woo!
10.
Nice. Which one do I roll? Oh, my initiative.
Yeah, there's a button there that says,
whatever it says,
initiative.
It does, yeah. Right near the top.
Oh.
Sorry, we're getting shitty rolls out of the way.
Yeah, yep. Okay, we're doing them out. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Why not?
Fuck it. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
I have to get back to my house. Loading.
Enhance. 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 Then you find out it doesn't work that way.
Quit the fucking thing.
Just keep saying, enhance. Enhance. Enhance.
Check.
This doesn't work that way. Oh.
Here's he or she's new one.
One. Yay, one.
One. Well, they do say you want your clerics going last, so it's probably
sorry.
That way if anybody dies, they can pick them up towards the end. That's what you roll for initially.
Yeah. And then who
all? Alright. All right, so first up is actually a coming. So where are you guys at? Like, did you guys are you? So we have Abel in the doorway. Are you still in the doorway?
I probably just stepped out.
So you're out of the door. Are you stepped outside?
Yeah.
Okay, where are Steve T and Lena? Are you guys still in the room?
No. Once I saw the storm on the horizon, I
okay. So you guys are all right. You guys have all run out. You're kind of just like there.
Phalanx.
And then Abel's kind of like, we'll say Abel's in the back. Abel's still in the doorway. You guys are just kind of there. Comes and runs out, and you have an orc who runs up and attacks.
And you go, where the fuck this guy come from?
It's real D4. Yeah. This is how we're going to figure out what these things are attacking. I got four of you guys here, D4, and that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. Simple, fair, so I'm not just like picking on one person unless you attack them and then.
That was different.
Okay, so it comes up and attacks Lena.
Well, of course.
And.
Get some.
It's probably not going to get any because it's an orc.
Oh, it's going to get some.
One of a and
it takes,
it's going to get
something in a second. It takes this great axe, and I'm definitely know a 13 doesn't hit you.
As it turns
so
out.
So it comes up and it swings. It kind of. As it's going in, it doesn't pick its foot up enough, and there's a little stone that's a little too high, trips a little bit, completely throws itself off, and it misses you completely as you're spinning around, and it is missed.
Pirouetting.
So now...
Graceful ballerina, I got him.
So now we actually have another orc runs up, and...
You're so fast.
Throws a javelin at Abel. There's a 15 hit Abel. I don't think so.
Yep. Sure does.
So what is your AC 15?
Yep.
Okay, so it just hits. Don't worry, it doesn't do much damage. It does 6 points of piercing damage. And then another orc comes up. They just...
The traveling packs.
Comes up and takes a swing with the great axe at Steve T. Yes.
I was waiting for it.
22.
Dodged.
Alright, that's fine. You can dodge what you want. That's your prerogative. Just remember, you only can do that once per turn, and it's looking like those two flying things are a bit more beefier than these orcs. Does 15 points of slashing half to 7? Because I think I always round down. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's you.
All right, so I just did there, so I guess yeah. I do round. I guess I have round down for you. All right, now first, who wants to go first between Nat 1 and Steve T? Because you guys get to decide. I'm letting you decide, because I'm assuming you guys are both, because there is one of the flying things the same as the thing, but I'm guessing it's, you guys have a higher dex than plus 1.
Yes.
So we're going to assume you guys get to go first. I am just letting you guys go first.
Get your ass in line, man.
Okay.
Steve stabs that thing right in its fucking face that was in front of him.
The orc?
Orc.
Okay.
Yep. Like, I don't know. Is it Lindsay Lohan?
It's not a Spice Girl or Lindsay Lohan, so it's definitely an orc.
It's more like...
I know what orcs are.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find a coworker that we can say is an orc. I don't know.
That's mean, and when I listen to this.
Yeah. I know a few.
All right. Let's go. Rapier. Does 13 hit him?
Yeah.
It does. Wow. And how about 16?
To hit?
The 13 hit, so then yeah. 16.
Roll your damage for the 13, which has sneak attack. Roll your damage for that.
So that's a 9. And 17. So
you killed that 26. First. You killed the first one. You killed that one that attacked you. So now you have other ones that are around you. If you want to take
your second, he's taking a swing at the next one.
Yeah, you can attack the ones in front of Lena.
All right. He throws a 20.
Nat 20.
30.
30. Okay. Yeah, you hit.
And Steve hits him in the face for a 13.
It's on death's door, that one. If it's in front of Lena, I don't see it making it much past. So what is Nat 1 doing now?
Shooting in the fucking face.
I'm going to save that, and I'm just going to aim a poison arrow, two of them, at the incoming Lindsay Lohan monster.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
17 to hit.
17 hits.
And 25, I'm assuming, will hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we definitely could use a new t-shirt, but we definitely, mainly because since we swear, we couldn't make, we'd have to get sponsors. I don't know. We'd have to get paid sponsors outside of YouTube.
Well, Rumble.
Because I don't think you can't swear on YouTube. And you can.
Rumble.
You just don't get, you get demonetized if you swear.
We're not going to not swear.
Just so, beat me.
So no beat rapper is monetized on YouTube.
No. You have to pretty much
every time he cusses.
They're not monetized. You have to like get your own sponsors. Like if you have like if we had a sponsor through Bud Light and they paid us outside, then we would be good.
My wet dream.
You know what you should do?
We have the Bud Light.
I've been trying
literally
for years.
Literally the Bud Light.
Literally just start writing Bud Light.
And I tweet at them at least once a week.
Start writing personal letters. Write them by hand
to the Clydesdales.
Yeah, to them, and tell them,
read this to your horses.
That you just want, you're not asking for much.
Just send me a fucking t-shirt.
Yes. Swag.
Tell me you want, like, I don't know, a case a day. A case a week.
A case a day.
I know, a case a day came out.
Dude, I'll drink all day. You can just film me. I'll be a fucking walking product.
A case.
You'll love me a case a day.
A case a week, whatever. You know, if you can get four cases a month, it's not bad. I mean,
I remember a case a day.
Yeah. That was a thing.
Batman remembers it too.
Fuck Batman. He got my full attention for like 3 days.
All right, let's roll your damage, I guess.
21 total damage with 2 arrows. And poison damage, if anything.
You hit him with the poison, but it kind of feels like... I don't feel like it did anything.
No, okay.
So you said 21 total?
21 total.
At sneak attack.
You don't have sneak attack.
You're hiding behind me.
But he's not a rogue.
I don't have sneak attack, buddy. What are you saying?
But he's not a rogue,
though. Oh, actually.
Only rogues get sneak attack.
Bob. Would you consider this a giant or a large creature?
It is a large creature.
Okay. That'll be useful later.
What do you have Giant Slayer?
Or? A giant killer, yeah.
You can add it on.
It only adds if they attack me. Then
okay.
And then I get to immediately attack.
Okay. All right, that works.
That's cool.
If they hit or miss, I can attack them.
This seems like something we could have been using for the last 30 sessions or something.
I always try to.
It just doesn't work
for the large thing.
Yeah. Because I think he does keep picking on little things and angels and shit.
Yeah. So, now we have the thing that you just shot, right? And like kind of you hit it like in the shoulder area, whatever. It comes up and it takes an attack at you since you just hit.
So he flies over me. Yeah. So I get attack opportunity.
It didn't leave your melee range.
Mm-hmm. Only if it leaves.
He's right behind you, so.
Yeah, so he came in right above me.
He's still in your melee.
I don't like this.
I don't like these rules you got.
All right, so it takes.
Things work.
It takes an attack with its. It goes to peck at you, then slash you with its talon. A 24 with a beak attack.
Yeah, that's gonna hit.
And I'm guessing a 12 misses.
It did.
So,
I jump in the way of the beak and dodge the talon.
Yep. 13 points of piercing damage. Hmm.
Lovely.
Alright.
Ouch.
Now up is Lena, who has one that's...
Giant killer.
Oh, yeah. You know, the giant killer. So whoa. There we go.
Giant killer.
See, it helps when people, like, I'm like our last ranger, would forget to do things and then not...
He would have hit him with a stick.
And then not... he wouldn't say anything until we were two people away. I'd already... The next two people would have gone. And then he, like, I didn't finish my turn. I'm like, well, you gotta let me know. You sit there and you're silent. I'm gonna assume you're done.
This might miss anyway. 11.
11 does miss.
Yeah.
They're big. You hit it with an arrow, but it kind of just, like, skids off of it.
Make me sound better. Thank you.
Yeah. They're big monstrosities, you know, they're large. I'm not going to say you're going to miss it, but it's, you know.
Your skill.
But you hit it, it's just, you hit it, you know, kind of like you got hit with the beak, you know, you're kind of dealing with a little bit of pain.
Just falling backwards, lost one.
You're even sexier legless.
I am sexier legless.
Yeah. So now up is Lena, who's, yeah, one right in front of you that's like, yeah, you're pretty sure you could, it's not going to take much to take this one out. And then you have another one that's. That's kind of like, you know, it's like 30 feet away because I threw a javelin at Abel. And then you also have this flying monstrosity, also known as Lindsay Lohan. We just keep saying celebrities' names until eventually one of them sends us a cease and desist.
It's going to happen.
Any attention is good attention.
Because
if it's Lindsay, I'm sorry and I will eat your ass.
I will post it.
On camera if you want. I don't care.
If there, we do get a cease and desist letter, there will literally be posted all over
Disney Cats
Twitter.
It's yeah.
Everything, every social media I could have.
It finally happened. We got a cease and desist.
I'll be so stoked.
So,
especially if it's from Disney. Oh, I told you, motherfuckers.
Disney would send us a cease and desist letter. They would all kill us in our sleep.
They just send Mickey to murder us.
Yeah, Mickey. He's just going to come and murder us. But what is Lena doing?
They're going to clip us.
I want to commit suicide.
Hold on, I almost remember how to play my character.
You punch things.
I know. That much I know.
That's about it.
There's one other thing. I'm looking for. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll clear the ads. I'll fucking punch that motherfucker.
All right. Roll to attack. Just hit it. If you hit, yeah, you killed it. If you hit, you killed it.
26.
Okay. And you can do at least 2 points of damage, right?
I can't do 2 points of damage, yes.
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. You killed that one. The one that's standing right in front of you, that one's dead. Now you have the flying thing that's close to you. It's probably like 10 feet away.
Guess I'll,
You have another orc that's probably like, you said 30, 40 feet away.
Then I have to go running past it. Lindsay.
You're 10 feet away, and one sec, I can let you know. You could, technically, run past it, because as I said, it was 10 feet.
Yeah.
You're out of its melee range right now.
I'll go smoke the other thing, then.
All right, so just roll to attack that orc. Go through the javelin at your cleric. That's a healer.
Never mind, I'll hit him.
What do you roll?
10 and 11.
Yeah, they miss. Oh. I guess you trip over over the same stone that was sticking out of the guy that you just killed. And you kind of stumble, but you still try to swing. And you end up doing some crazy, like, tuck and roll shit. And, like, you land right, like, past him and everything. Like, yeah, I meant to do that.
I did.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, exactly. So now you have the other Lindsay Lohan. It's like Parent Trap. There's two of them. So it is. That one is going to come flying and attack Abel. Which I'm guessing they both hit with a 23 and a 24.
Yeah.
All right. So the beak attack does 8 points of piercing. And then the talon attack slash save talons. Does 9 points of slashing damage. World of one. For both of them. So now it's your turn. So now you have a flying being that kind of came down, got you with its talons and its beak.
I'm going to just try to hit it.
Okay.
And I should come back on the banish tree.
I don't know if it's from somewhere else.
You guys would probably know it is from somewhere else. So, knowing your banishment, it would disappear for a minute and come right back.
He's planned ahead.
Yes.
He's on to us.
Trust me.
We need to shame.
18?
18, that hits.
Yeah. Turn him into a cockroach and step on him.
Make him the same monster. Make them the same monster.
Got my boss right out for a second there.
What? Five? You should be doing more than 5 points of damage.
I rolled a two and three.
Oh, okay. Sweet. What weapon do you have? What's the weapon?
Radiant Warhammer.
Okay, I think you also do holy damage with that too, or radiant damage. So I think it's probably a D. You roll a five, then you roll a D6.
So another 1 point of damage.
Oh, okay.
Every little bit helps.
Okay, so now we are back to the top of the order, where it is the orc that's right in front of Lena. Lena rolled by. And it's just going to attack Lena since it's there. She's there. Misses. Because it rolled an 8 on the die. And I'm a 13 with a great axe. It's not going to help. That misses. So now we're at Steve T. So you have two of the flying things around you, Steve T, after the one swung Alina missed completely somehow.
Are they low enough for Steve to take swings out?
Yeah, you can, yeah.
All right.
Because they only have a
five. Whatever one's closest.
All right, the one that's in front of you and Steve T. I mean, you and that one.
All right, that's one Steve's going to take a swing. And 24
hits.
And 27.
That hits.
So 16 plus 12. 28 for the first one. And another 14.
Okay.
42 points of damage.
There you go.
Steve Tizzle. Laying a bro hammer down. But his bonus action, he gives him a crotch chop like DX.
Tells him to suck it.
Does he look like he's hurting after all that, or is Steve T just glowing at something that's pretty mean?
You're glowing at something that's pretty mean.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like glowed at Bill Goldberg. Like when he first comes into the ring.
Oh yeah, you don't do that.
And you didn't really do much. Like you just happened. You might have got him with an elbow or something like that.
A dirty elbow.
Yeah. And so then you gloat, and then he spears you, then jackhammers you. And
not walking.
It's not one's up.
Oh, okay. Who's getting jackhammered? Steve.
Yes. Yes.
That's on top of you.
No. That's you good. No. I decided that I hit one of them in crotch chop with my bonus action.
That's fun.
So we can leave it there, folks, with Steve T telling his enemies to suck it. I guess we'll have to wait till next time to find out how that goes for him on Tales from Cell Block 18.